It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Welcome to a Blessed to Play Collegiate Spotlight Show. My guest today is Megan Landry. She plays softball, Division I softball, in fact, for the Nicholls State University right there in Thibodaux, Louisiana. And boy, what an athlete we have here. This current season, she made All-South Region third team. She was Pitcher of the Year in the Southland Conference and has had a really decorated career playing for the Nicholls State. And we're going to talk about that and also talk about her faith life, which is very important to Megan. Megan, it's so great to have you on Blessed to Play.
Nice to be here. Thank you for the invite.
This is radio, so obviously our listeners can't see you, but you're 5'6", so shorter in stature, I would say, but you're a pitcher, and you throw the ball very well, obviously. And this all started off at a young age for you, but you really found yourself and your talents when you went to Central Catholic, where you performed very well at the high school level. But talk about your time spent at Central Catholic, developing your skill set for softball, and also picking Nicholls State to go play.
So at Central Catholic, we're a very small school, so a lot of my class plays numerous sports, and I fell right into that. So I played volleyball, basketball, and softball throughout my high school career. And I kind of got a little burned out, and I started to take sports for granted up until right before my senior year. I tore my ACL, and I did not have a college scholarship at the time, which I was very late in the recruiting process, and it was almost, you know, unheard of to be uncommitted going into your senior year and still think that you could play at the collegiate level, at the D1 level. So after I tore my ACL, I definitely had a change of mindset, and I was like, wow, I cannot believe I took softball for granted. I cannot believe that I thought about not going to play softball in college. So throughout the whole recovery process, I didn't take any day for granted. I worked really hard, and my coach from Nicholls, I was kind of communicating with him, and he took a chance on me because I was still hurt when I committed to Nicholls. But he said, hey, I know what you did in high school, and I'm willing to give you a chance in college, so I'm not going to give you very much, but if you prove yourself throughout college, I'll give you a little more and a little more. So I said, coach, I really appreciate the opportunity. So I want to say I signed in the spring of my senior year, which is, I mean, one of the latest signing times. So that's just about how my high school career went. And I'm very thankful that he gave me the opportunity because he, I mean, I was late in the recruiting process. So,
well, he definitely struck gold. And let's talk about these numbers in high school. You finished your senior campaign with 311 strikeouts, 19 shutouts, 5 no-hitters, and a perfect game to boot. And you had over 1,000 strikeouts for your career. And you weren't just a pitcher, Megan, but at the plate you hit 506 with 31 RBIs in 2015. So you really did well athletically, not only in softball, you played basketball and volleyball as well. So very well-rounded. A little lesson for parents out there. You don't have to have a specialized sport when you're playing in high school. You could play other sports and still do well at the collegiate level at the sport of your choice. But let's talk about this freshman year at Nicholls State. You jumped right in. You pitched 32 games. You had 22 starts and posted a nice 15-8 record and a 1.80 ERA. But here you are. You're coming out of Central Catholic, Division I softball. Talk about the adjustment and also learning the game at that level. A lot of transition, but also a lot of heart you have to perform at the Division I level.
Absolutely. Going into college, I was thinking, it's the same game. It's still softball. I know how to play it. And boy, was I a freshman. I learned so much my freshman year. I didn't know what I didn't know from high school to college, you know. And I had a senior pitcher my freshman year that really took me under her wing. Her name is Hannah Haydell. She is one of the best pitchers to go through Nicholls. And she taught me everything she knew. the college, you know, in college, you think, oh, the other pitchers aren't going to like me because we're the same position. It's not like that at all. Pitchers need each other at college. There's no way that one pitcher could pitch every game in college. So it's a very friendly atmosphere in the bullpen. I also had a great catcher my freshman year. She was a senior. Her name was Kayla Prater. And on every single pitch, she would tell me something. She would correct me. She would give me a tip. She would, you know, she was teaching me the whole time. So I definitely would not be the pitcher that I am if Kayla had not caught me my freshman year. I mean, Hannah and Kayla really helped me out to adjust from high school to college. The competition is so much greater in college. The pressure, just, it's kind of funny. Kayla said, Kayla told our coach, "Coach, I never had this problem, but Megan throws too many strikes." In college, you can't throw all strikes because the hitters will just hit you. You have to kind of mix in some balls on purpose, throw it a little bit off the plate. So right. It was definitely a learning process.
Yeah, definitely have to have a few waste pitches, but great to have Kayla as a battery mate. And in fact, you tossed a no-hitter your freshman year, a five-inning win against Mississippi Valley State. So definitely a confidence booster and would pave the way for you performing well your sophomore year and junior year as well. Blessed to play Ron Meyer. I'm chatting with Megan Landry. She plays softball for Nicholls State right there in the heart of Louisiana in the Southland Conference. And let's talk about the Southland Conference, the competition. Some teams at the Division I level that some of our listeners may have not heard about, but McNeese State, Lamar, schools like that, but nevertheless, a high-quality brand of softball. But talk about the competition within the Southland Conference and some of your rivals, if you will.
Absolutely. We have so many rivals in our conference. It seems like everyone is a tough competition. We have McNeese, like you said, Southeastern, Northwestern, Lamar. Every conference game that we play, we have to come out with respect to the other team and play our best game, or it could be anyone's game. Our conference this year was kind of crazy. Like, we had no clue who would end up in the tournament, who wouldn't, what seeding. I mean, it really came down to the last weekend. It wasn't a blowout on anyone's part as far as conference seeding. Yeah, we did earn the number one seed, but it was not until the last weekend that we found that out. So it's definitely fun to play in a very competitive conference.
And speaking of a competitive conference and the games are close, talk about the mental game. If you don't have a good mental game, strong fabric up there, you could just lose it at any time and it's going to cost you. But talk about you developing a strong mental game over the course of the years and performing in tournament play.
Absolutely. I always say it. Mentality is everything. I am definitely not the most talented pitcher. There's so many other girls that are physically bigger than me, better than me, faster than me, but I will claim that I am very mentally strong, and that's what makes up for my lack of physical ability is my mental toughness and just knowing the game, knowing the pitches. And that's something that Hannah and Kayla, my freshman year, taught me. And Coach Jay, my pitching coach, she drills it in my head. It's all about mentality, not only as a pitcher, but everyone on the field. Every time we take the field, it has to be, we have to be 100% mentally there, mentally focused, and have that belief that we can compete with any team that faces us on the field, and we can do our best in every single situation. So, yeah, I definitely believe that mentality is a huge part of the game of softball. Without it, you can't physically perform.
And we talked off air about this. You're 5'6", so you're not, like I said, you're not one of those taller girls over 6 feet. And by your own admission, you're not a power pitcher, so you have to really be a pitcher at the Division I level, throwing a lot of spin. But talk about adapting and using your tools, not all power, but learning how to pitch at the D1 level.
Right. So a lot of pitchers at the D1 level are 60 or above. I'm maybe touching 60. I'm in the high 50s. So I am a pitcher. I'm not a thrower. That's what my coach tells me. Mm-hmm. So in order to make up for my lack of speed, I have a lot of spin pitches. And that's what has really carried me through college. I'm not going to blow it by the batters. The batters are good enough to hit a 59-mile-an-hour fastball. So I don't even throw fastballs in college. I have a lot of different spin pitches, curve, rise, screw, slow curve. But that is my game plan. That's what Coach Jay has called for me for every game is all of my spin pitches. She does a great job of calling a game that we try not to have patterns. You know, we try to mix up different pitches. We try to have different go-to pitches. And, she really does a good job of calling a great game and using all my pitches and all my tools to our best capacity.
Now, you pitched another no-hitter, and this time in your sophomore year against Jackson State, it was a five-inning victory. When you pitch your no-nos, so to speak, are you in a zone? I mean, do you feel more empowered than any other start?
Well, I guess. I mean, my first no-hitter was my first college game, my freshman year, and then I pitched one in sophomore year, one in junior year. But my first no-hitter, I was just coming out of high school, and it was almost like, well, we shut out a lot of people all the time, and I threw a couple no-hitters in high school. So in college, my first game, I was like, this is no big deal. I don't know, you know, no-hitter, no big deal. And then I started playing more games, and I started to see the hitters, wow, college hitters can actually hit, and it's really hard to pitch a no-hitter. So I didn't really appreciate that first no-hitter until I started playing a little more. So, yeah, like my sophomore year no-hitter, I appreciated it a lot more, and I knew that, you know, throwing a no-hitter has so much more value than I put on it my freshman year, just because the hitters in college are so good. It's even hard to go an inning without a hit, much less a game without a hit.
Yeah, Megan, don't take the no-hitters for granted. That wouldn't be a good thing. Let's talk about this senior or junior year this past season. It was a 40-win season for Nicholls State, and you won the Southland Conference. In fact, you were Pitcher of the Year. You were first-team Southland Conference. You came up short in the tournament play against McNeese State, 4-2 victory. That would have propelled you guys into the regions if you won that game. But talk about the season and also tournament play and also coming up short against McNeese State.
Yeah, so it was a great accomplishment to win regular season conference, to get that number one seed. We had a 40-win season, like you said. That was absolutely awesome for our team, and we're super proud for having that kind of season. We put ourselves right where we wanted to be going into the conference tournament, and I have to give it to our competition. McNeese is a great ball club, and the other teams who made it to our conference tournament, we definitely respect their teams too. It was a very competitive week in our conference tournament, and it does burn to come out short in our conference tournament. It was a really close game. We played two close games against McNeese, actually. It wasn't like they were two blowout games or two, you know, the closeness of the game made it fun. It made it competitive. So it would be absolutely great to come out on top, but I do have to say it was a fun game. Those are games that athletes dream about. Like, you know, that's when I want to pitch. I want to pitch against in a competitive game. So it does sting that we came out second, but gives me all the more motivation next year to work even harder and to win regular season conference and conference tournament so we can advance to regional.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, faith values all part of this Division I collegiate softball player's life. We're speaking with Megan Landry. She plays for Nicholls State. When Blessed to Play returns after this.
John Martinoni.
Okay, the serpent was Satan, essentially. He had taken the form of a serpent. Satan is culpable because he tempted them to evil. He is not responsible for their sin. They had free will. They could have said no. Satan is culpable because he tempted them to do something contrary to the will of God.
Open Line with John Martinoni. Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
I come from the other side of the tracks, see? My uncle used to have slot machines. Put one nickel in and it's emptied. Boom. And I brought him home in a bag, and my mother looked at me. Where did you get all that money? I said, I won him. You didn't win him. He fixed the machine. I didn't care if he fixed the machine or not, you know?
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Megan Landry. She plays softball for Nicholls State University in Thibodaux, Louisiana. And what a career she has had thus far. She'll be entering her senior year. And I can't read off, unfortunately, all the accomplishments, so we won't be able to talk to Megan much longer. But pitcher of the year in the Southland Conference. She's pitched a number of no-hitters. What else could I say? She posted quite a record, 16-8 record, 2.68 ERA during her sophomore season. It was a three-time SLC Pitcher of the Week, Southland All-Academic First Team, which we didn't mention in the first half of the show. But something important to Megan, and that she is very integral and part of her life, is her faith life. And Megan, I know you have a blog and you write about faith. It's very apparent on your Twitter account, but your Catholic faith has the utmost importance and meaning for you.
Absolutely. Definitely. I would love for that to be what people talk about rather than all the stats, all the awards. That's the most important thing about my life, is Jesus at the center.
So how did this come to be, where you developed this relationship and it became a priority in your life? Tell us about your formation, maybe how you were brought up, and when you realized you had to make faith your own.
Well, like a lot of people say, I was a cradle Catholic. My family is pretty religious. We come from a small town. We go to church every Sunday. Throughout my athletic career, I played travel ball almost every weekend. And parents who have kids playing travel ball know that it is extremely difficult to get to Mass every Sunday during travel ball, but my family made it a priority. We never missed a Sunday Mass, even in the travel ball tournaments. So I knew my parents must be bringing me to Mass. There must be something special happening at Mass for us to never miss a Sunday Mass. So I kind of got a hint growing up. I knew a lot about Jesus growing up. I knew a lot about the Catholic faith, but it didn't really become my own until I got to college. In high school, of course, I went through retreats and, I went to Mass and I did all the things that I was supposed to do. But in college, I was actually asked into discipleship by a Focus missionary. Mm-hmm. And it was she who taught me how to pray, that it's not about knowing about Jesus. It's about knowing him as a person and entering a personal relationship with him. So she helped me to develop a prayer life and to actually talk to Jesus, to communicate with Jesus, to receive him in the Eucharist a couple times a week, and to have that daily prayer life at least, 20, 30 minutes, maybe even an hour every day of sitting in the chapel and just staring at Jesus in the Eucharist. So, yeah, college is really where I say finally, my spiritual journey is definitely not over. It's definitely not the peak of it. Just, I guess, another step along the way of, okay, I know about Jesus. Now I'm really getting to know Jesus.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer chatting with Megan Landry, plays softball for Nicholls State. So as a Division I athlete, this could be all-consuming because so much time, even in the off-season training, but especially during the season, that softball could be the be-all, end-all. And for a lot of collegiate students who are brought up in a family of faith and had going to church, and so they lose this type of discipline when they go off to the college campus. But being that you're so busy, it seems like your faith has gotten stronger. So tell us what you do to make your faith stronger despite all your time commitments.
you are definitely right about being a student athlete in college is very time consuming. But although your schedule is very busy, you have 25 girls around you who I am very blessed to say a lot of my team is very faithful in their pursuit of Jesus as well. So that aspect definitely helps. I have numerous girls on my team who, you know, they go to daily mass, they make it to the chapel for adoration in the morning, and that influences me. Okay, I see them doing it, I need to do it too. If they have time, if they're a nursing major and still have time to make it to daily mass, I can do it too. So that definitely helps. My coaches definitely help as well. They run the culture of our team that they have created is a culture of respect, of class, of putting others before ourselves, of respecting the game, respecting other teams. So they definitely make it easy for our team to have a culture of not only winning, but also caring about the souls of our teammates and using the game to praise God. Also our team has a team Bible study, so it helps to, I guess, share the struggles, the common struggles that we all share throughout the team, and have each other point to solutions to those struggles through Jesus, lasting solutions. So, yeah.
Yeah, one of the main ingredients of a good team, or even a great team, is we hear this word chemistry, and they have a sense of belonging, supporting, picking up one another at those times. Do you think this this faith element that you talked about that is so pervasive at Nicholls State softball, does this help build a stronger team chemistry?
Absolutely, 100%. Whenever we bring in a new team, the first team meeting that we have, we normally, me and my roommate normally host, we cook the girls a meal, and the first thing that we tell the new, you know, the freshmen or the transfers among the whole team is we say, you belong here. You are our sisters now. You made the team. Like, we will never abandon you. You belong here, and we want to love you. We want you to feel included. And that just kind of sets the tone for the rest of the year of creating this team culture of togetherness, of this chemistry of, hey, it's understood that we love each other and we want the best for one another. That's what a great team boils down to, because if you're actually caring about the person next to you, then yes, of course, you are, bringing them closer in their faith, but also you're going hit off the tee with them, going through a bullpen with them. You're making sure that their body, mind, and soul are in check. And, you have those teammates to walk with you in all aspects of life. So, like I said, our coaches preach respect, class, winning. Like, it's just a great culture that we've created at Nicholls State. And, I mean, it's all the girls who buy into the program and the coaches who set the tone. It's a great place to be honest with you.
Yeah, very well said. Blessed to play Ron Meyer, chatting once again with Megan Landry. She plays softball. She's a pitcher, in fact, for Nicholls State Division I, right in the Southland Conference there in Louisiana. Now, Megan, your career ambition, and you normally don't hear this from a lot of collegiate graduates, but your career ambition is to become a principal at a Catholic high school. Talk about that.
Well, so my degree is in secondary education with concentration in English. Mm-hmm. But after I finish at Nicholls, I do want to get a master's in administration, so I can move up to be a principal one day. But I also want to get a theology degree after I finish at Nicholls, maybe from somewhere in New Orleans. And, teaching religion, teaching theology is my passion. So I would love to start out in a Catholic high school teaching theology, teaching religion, sharing what's most important in life. And then I wouldn't mind moving up the ladder a little bit and eventually becoming a principal of a Catholic high school. Yeah, so those are my aspirations. I may throw in a couple years of being a missionary before I do that. I don't know. I'm still praying about it. So we'll see where God takes me, I guess.
Well, what about coaching, Megan? I know, you know all those aspirations, but you think you'll get the itch to get back on the field and coach between the lines?
I can't stay away from sports, so there is no doubt in my mind that I will be somewhere somehow involved in sports. I know that if I teach in a Catholic high school, that I'll definitely be roped into coaching. So I don't think I could get away from it, even if I wanted to. But no, I don't want to. I love sports. I love competition. That's a very huge part of my life. So I would like to continue to be around that atmosphere for the rest of my life.
Well, what a young lady Megan Landry is, a very talented athlete right there at Nicholls State, and she has one more year to go. So if you want to look at what Megan is going to do her senior year, if you look at her freshman, sophomore, and junior season, it's going to be just as fun, and I'm sure she'll have a great season playing for Nicholls State in the next year to come during her senior year, her grand finale, if you will. But Megan, thanks so much for talking about your career at Nicholls State in softball and also the hope within you. I know there's great things in store as your life moves forward, hopefully with Catholic education and whatever you dream and aspire to be. We wish you all the best. And thank you for joining us right here on Blessed to Play. Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. You could like us on Facebook and follow the show right on Twitter at Blessed to Play. For Megan Landry, I'm Ron Meyer, asking you to compete well for the faith in your everyday life.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.